Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a member of the Assembly Republican Caucus, Paulinos, has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to former Assembly Republican Minority Leader Pat Hickey about all the goings-on in the legislature.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Michael Hackett and Robin Reedy. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're always pleased to welcome to the program Assemblyman Pat Hickey. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Morning, Sam.
Morning. Zach Hudson attacks from the left. Chuck Muth attacks from the right. Where should everybody be?
Well, according to Governor Sandoval yesterday in his inaugural address, he advised that while it's good to be an idealist, it's not necessarily helpful to be an ideologue. And the folks on the extreme right and the extreme left fall into that category of being dogmatic and uncompromising. That's fine, but it's not something that contributes to making a legislative session work very well.
And does it come under the heading of, there's a difference between campaigning and governing?
Well, unfortunately, there's not much difference anymore. That's one of the problems that I have with caucuses, for example. They become the extension of the campaign, and campaigns are very important, but in a state like Nevada, where we only meet for 4 or 5 months every 2 years, and the rest of the time virtually is spent campaigning, I think we need a little bit of a time out when we get to Carson City and try to get down to policy and the matters at hand.
We're taping this the day after the governor's second inaugural. Was there a caucus meeting of the Republicans, and did you attend yesterday?
No, it was canceled. It wasn't formally called by the speaker designate Hamburg to begin with, so I was not planning to attend, but apparently it didn't materialize anyway for those that were thinking to meet regardless.
Republicans have a tremendous opportunity here to enact some reforms that they've been talking about forever, and even your moderate Republicans say, yeah, we need collective bargaining reform. We need education reform. We need tort reform. Have we squandered any opportunities to get this done? And how far do you think yourself and the governor is willing to go in implementing in implementing education reform, tort reform?
Well, I certainly hope we haven't squandered it, and we still have, you know, a month to prepare ourselves. I mean, it's true. There is an historic opportunity for Republicans who are no longer in the opposition or a minority party, as we've been in the Assembly forever. We're now in a governing coalition with the governor and the Senate Republicans, our colleagues there. So there's an historic opportunity to get reforms that we've only wished for. So, yeah, we better get our act together, because we may never get the chance again.
4 years ago, Scott Walker in Wisconsin, he took the unions on, and he got some reforms there. So you weren't taking money directly out of a paycheck for union dues. Do you think there's potential to get some of those kind of things done, like we're done in Wisconsin? Or do you think you're looking at a more measured approach?
Well, you know, it'll depend on the governor to some degree. But the job of legislators is to put forth laws and changes to statutes that will reflect the beliefs of members of the parties that chair the committees and are the speaker and the majority leader. So, yeah, I think you're going to see a number of bills that go after collective bargaining on some level, bring reforms for construction defects, tort reform, prevailing wage. I think you're going to see some changes there. And I think PERS, the Public Employee Retirement System, Assemblyman Kerner is going to bring forth a major bill. Whether it can pass or not is a question, but there's going to be a serious discussion this time about the public employees' retirement system.
Do you think everything depends on the Republicans getting things to move in their direction will be the strong hand of the governor?
Say that again. I'm not sure I've caught that.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think that for Republicans to get the things that they want to get, with all this turmoil within the Assembly caucus on the Republican side, that it's going to take the governor taking a firm hand to make things work?
Well, we're going to have to pass things that the governor is willing to embrace, and I think we could. We start as a partner with him, and that was always my argument. I mean, if anyone has a mandate in the state, it is Brian Sandoval, getting over 70% of the popular vote. So if we bring forth legislation that's in line with his overall goals, not only to look at how we might find more revenues by tinkering with the tax system, but also finding areas where we can save public dollars, which, again, collective bargaining, prevailing wage, and other areas. I think he'll be amenable to those things as long as we pass legislation that's reasonable, goes through the process, and doesn't overreach. You know, I've warned that we shouldn't pass things that will be so extreme that they'll probably just end up being reversed, or they won't be able to show the kind of improvements that will justify their having been passed.
Yesterday, the governor's inauguration, he was very focused on children, and so it seems like children and education, that's the keystone of his second term. What reforms in education do you think that you can get passed from the legislature that the governor will sign?
Yeah, well, I think that is his theme, and I think it's the state's overwhelming priority. He reflects that. The reforms that I think you'll see this time that I think he'll be supportive of, number one, probably are the expansion of charter school authority. Charter schools are a public school reform, so there's a reform movement within the public school system. I think you're going to see improvements there for financing for charter schools, for their facilities and things like that. A choice in education will make some improvement. He had put forth a bill last session for HOPE scholarships, where businesses can actually contribute and get some tax breaks in doing so, that could set up accounts that maybe beginning with special ed kids and with others, where money can follow the decisions and choices of parents and their students.
All right, let's take a break. More with Pat Hickey when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Assemblyman Pat Hickey. Are you upset, bothered by the fact that you're not going to be the speaker?
No. In fact, I never expected to be speaker.
Right. Right.
It was a surprise. I mean, we did see near the end of the campaign that we certainly had an opportunity. So, I'm beyond that at this point. I mean, this is much too important of an opportunity and a session to make one's personal feelings get in the way of things. So I've been supportive of the transitions in leadership, and I'm trying to play a role to mentor the freshmen and be supportive because, you know, the bigger issue and I've said this before, people will soon forget who the speaker was of any particular session, but they'll long remember what was or wasn't accomplished.
Now, of course, all the speakers come on this program as pundits over the years, so we never forget here on this program. Okay, the world's worst kept secret, the $1 billion potential tax increase. A portion of that would be about $600 million in the sunset taxes, but potentially another $400 million. Where do you think that's going to come from?
Well, I mean, first of all, the taxes that are scheduled to sunset and have been for the last two sessions, we have to deal with that, in my opinion, in sort of...
And actually sunset them?
Well, make them
permanent.
Either make them permanent or expand them, broaden them in a way that's fair. And that could be a part, frankly, of what Republicans have said historically, they're willing to part of a revenue neutral kind of reform.
Okay, revenue, yeah. that's complete yeah. BS, right? There's no such thing as a revenue neutral tax reform.
You know, I agree with you. I mean, it's political speak, but some Republicans will only come to the table if that is a part of the framework there.
So let's talk about tax reform.
Yeah.
You know, modified business tax. That's something that that we came up with in 2003 to help defeat the gross receipts tax. That's something that a lot of people, they're used to paying it. They say that's an easy one. But over the years, we've diminished it. Do you think the modified business tax stays or goes?
I think it stays because it is one of the taxes that's the easiest to calculate. It doesn't involve, like a new service tax would, the creation of a whole new wing within the Department of Taxation, a mini IRS, as some have called it, to account for and implement and collect service taxes.
Would you be in favor of a service tax?
I'm not very open to it. I'm willing to consider it. I see a lot of problems with it in other states, and it's not who it gets applied to, but who gets exempted as the result of it. For the reasons I just said, the expansion of government, I have a problem with the service tax. We'll take a look at all things, and obviously we're waiting to hear what the governor has in his budget and how we're going to somehow make things whole with what we have.
Now, there have been some folks that say you can save money by just jettisoning Obamacare, that we were one of the early adopters. We don't need it. That will save a tremendous amount of money that will stop the requirement for us to raise taxes.
Well, we didn't have an option of rejecting Obamacare. What Nevada did decide to do under Brian Sandoval was to expand Medicaid, and a number of states have done that. Some have had second thoughts because we are now having to begin to pay a portion of that ourselves. But that was a decision that the legislature, along with the governor, took, and I think we have to live with that. The idea at the time was, let's control our own destiny, although we are beholden once we took the federal monies for Medicaid to the federal government.
So. Let's talk about with gas prices falling and continuing to fall with no end in sight. Isn't it time for Nevada to impose its own additional gas tax for infrastructure? I mean, it's so badly needed in the state, especially in Southern Nevada.
Infrastructure is a big challenge going forward. You can't continue to ignore it, just like you can't maintenance on your house. Infrastructure is a huge challenge.
Okay, but let's be specific. Yeah. We're running out of time. Would you be in favor of seeing any kind of increase or new taxes?
I'll certainly listen to that proposal.
Absolutely, and I'm going to be talking to you about that.
Good. I was going to say, well, truckers and business folks, the logistics that are going to be connected to Tesla and other things will have to come to the table.
Because you're going to have to see an expansion at some point of I-80. There are a whole bunch, and of course, in Southern Nevada, the need is huge.
Yeah, it is in Southern Nevada. And so it's not something we can disregard forever. So, yeah, I'll come to the table on that one.
Okay, your thoughts, we've got about a minute left, on Common Core. Are you supportive? There's a lot of anti at this point in time.
There's a lot of angst and there's a lot of problems with the way Common Core was put together. I'm supportive of national goals and standards. And the whole reason behind that was we've got to raise the bar academically. Whether it's been done well or not is certainly questioned. I don't know that it's going to be reversed, but there are problems with it. And there are some bills this time that I think are going to address some of those problems, and I'm going to listen to those.
So you had an opportunity to be the chairman of the Assembly Ways and Means Committee. You're going into this session as the former minority leader in this session. You're just going to be an assemblyman. Happy with that role?
I am. I'm going to be on the Ways and Means. I'll probably chair one of the subcommittees on education. I'm on the Taxation Committee. I'm on the Education Committee, all things that I'm passionate about. So work gets done regardless of whether or not one's in leadership.
And that's where we have to leave it. Pat Hickey, thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate it, sir. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry, most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Michael Hackett is here with Arwis Consulting. Robin Reedy is Operations Director for the Nevada State Medical Association. Pleasure to have you both here. So Assemblyman Hickey has an interest in potentially a gas tax. Your thoughts on whether that would fly with the current state of our legislature?
I think it would be a challenge. Listening to his comments, I think it's worthy of the debate, but I think it's going to be a challenge. I'm not as in tune with the industry as you are, Paul, in terms of where prices are going to ultimately bottom out, how long they're going to stay there. But I think as you look at this as a long-term proposal, that's something you have to consider. Are we looking at, is this kind of the new norm in terms of what gas and oil prices are going to be?
Well, and when you look at it over time, I mean, there is no norm. I mean, things will change. We're seeing Europe in crisis. We're seeing China cutting back. And so there is a vast pool of oil in addition to all the fracking that's going on in Nevada. So at some point, things will turn around. They always do. The pendulum will go in the opposite direction. But isn't this a great opportunity to take care of something, not only a great need, but also on an employment basis?
I fall back to who doesn't think gas isn't going to go back up. And go back up significantly when it does. I'm more concerned
Despite fracking.
I think what is going to happen is people who are looking at green energy, those people are going to lose a heck of a lot of money. And I think that's the point of the oil going down, is to try to get the green energy people away from doing what they're doing.
Well, I think there's also some geopolitics with Saudi Arabia. You know, this is a stick against Russia, exactly. against Iran, against some of the people that they're not very happy with. But we have not had in the state of Nevada, we have not had a statewide gas tax passed out of the legislature since 1991. Now, we've done some stuff locally. We did some stuff in Clark County last legislative session. We did some stuff in Washoe County in 2009 after it was voted on by the people. In this country, we haven't had a gas tax increase since 1993. So if you want good roads, if you don't want to be stuck in traffic, if you don't want a crumbling infrastructure, you have to make that investment. And up to this point, we've just done silly games.
Policy part of this is when they implemented the gas tax, they didn't connect it to anything to go up. I mean, it was flat. That was the mistake made many years ago.
It could have been a mistake, but you can also say if you have politicians who will show some leadership, that's not a mistake,
right.
And they will look at things, and instead of just having something that automatically goes up, that they will actually provide some leadership and say, hey, we got to do something here so we're not behind.
All right, but Michael, isn't it really, when you look at Congress, that it's much more likely to be doing something like this on a state-by-state basis, on a county-by-county basis, than you are on a federal basis?
No, I agree with that, too. And I think, to kind of go back to the original discussion here, I think what Pat had said in his interview, too, is very appropriate in this case, that so much of this is political, and when you look at the makeup of particularly the assembly of his house and how many people have signed a no-tax pledge and the politics of that and the fact that so much of a legislator's time is spent politicking and not actually at the task at hand, I think from the political perspective, I think it's incredibly challenging to push something like this through.
But we're in that place because government has not proved how it uses its money. Now, I've seen the numbers, and I understand what those numbers are, but you still have to prove it to the constituents to get them behind. So until you do that, nothing's going to happen.
Well, and I will say, you know, on the gas tax, Governor Gibbons and both Governor Sandoval, they have been very focused. They were very focused. Governor Gibbons put in a benefit cost analysis requiring that NDOT do a benefit cost analysis on new projects so you don't have boondoggles. This Governor Sandoval, has spent a tremendous amount of time at the State Transportation Board to make sure that it's spending their money properly. We do need more money in the highway system for representing the trucking industry that provides 94% of the goods to the state of Nevada, moves 94% of the goods. We need those roads to function and function well. And we can talk about, oh, we're going to do it on a state basis. We're going to do it on a local basis. Roads go everywhere. They connect everywhere. And if you have an issue on one part of that network, you have ramifications across the entire network. The problem is we look at roads, you know, in particular places, or we just look at roads. We're not looking at the network that's rail, that's ports, that's airports, and how those all intersect. That's how we need to look at these things.
Okay, but then you have a governor like Chris Christie, who, when he came into office, shut down the Port Authority plan for a new road.
That was a toll road.
Right. But, I mean, that was a huge project, lots of jobs, and for totally political reasons, he shut that thing down. I want to just change topics here. We've got about a minute left here, which is this now seems to be a constant drumbeat against Common Core and how that's going to play with the governor.
I can't predict how it's going to play with the governor.
He's been supportive of it.
Yeah, I would agree that we need standards, and I would agree that we need better goals. But I think, once again, we need to educate the public so that the Facebook urban rumors that fly around can be countered.
Michael?
I agree. Actually, I think that's very well said, and I think Pat said it very well, too. You do need, national standards. It raises the bar. It holds us to a higher degree of responsibility. But again, ultimately, what you said, how it plays out.
As a parent with young kids, the new math with Common Core is some of the worst stuff I have ever seen.
Go charter schools.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's where we're going to leave
it. Private school.
Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
One is back. The original RV show and sale at the Grand Sierra Resort. Over 190 new and used units on site. 2015 model discounts. Best prices. Winter season savings. The number one local dealer. Choose from the best brands. Jayco, Tiffin, Cougar, Montana, Itasca, and more. Travel trailers start at $99.99. Download discount coupons at SierraRV.com for even more savings. Free admission. Free parking. The original RV show and sale. January 9th through the 19th at the Grand Sierra Resort. The original is back.
Hi, I'm Scott Kipper, Nevada Commissioner of Insurance. If you have insurance, the Nevada Division of Insurance is here for you. When you have an issue with your insurance company and you don't know where to turn, we're right here. Or maybe you're confused about your policy. We can clear things up. Or if you feel your claim wasn't treated fairly, we're happy to investigate. Whether it's auto, home, health, life, or bail, the Nevada Division of Insurance is your advocate. The Nevada Division of Insurance. Talk to us. We're here to help.
There's never been a better time to switch to AT&T U-verse high-speed internet. That's because now with a qualifying internet bundle, you get to choose a free device. You'll get reliable internet that works when and how you want it. Plus, pick a new device. Now that's a win-win.
Call AT&T to choose the Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 for internet in the palm of your hand. Or choose the free Samsung 32-inch TV for watching your favorite shows and movies.
Get U-verse high-speed internet. It's fast and affordable. With AT&T, you can connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on smartphone and tablet data usage at home. That means more money in your pocket.
So get U-verse high-speed internet for just $24.95 a month for 12 months with a qualifying bundle and a one-year price guarantee. And choose a free Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 or a free Samsung 32-inch TV.
Just call one of our experts to switch today. Go ahead. The choice is yours. Get a connection you can count on with U-verse high-speed internet. Then choose your free device. Only with AT&T.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
On our next broadcast, we're going to have Tom Schwenk, who is the dean of the School of Medicine for the University of Nevada.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.